Mesechtas Nazir, Daf Samach Bey, is 2 lines from the top of Daf Samach Bey Zom Lav, and yesterday, at the beginning of the Perek in the Mishnah stated, HaKutim Eilam Naziris, that there is no din of Naziris for a guy. And the Gemara learned this from the Pasuk that it says, B'negei Nazir, Dabel B'nei Yisov, V'amart Aleim, Isha Isha Kiyaf Linda Ned Nazir L'haz L'Hashem, and the Brises taught us, Dabel B'nei Yisov, V'loi L'Ibdi Kachavim, that the only time that the Pasha of Naziris applies is to a Yid, and it does not apply to a guy. And the Gemara asks from the Pasha of Erech, as over there the Pasuk also says such a lashon, as it starts off, Dabel Bnei Yisrael V'yamart Aleim Ish Ki Yafli Nedda B'Echa Nefashos L'Hashem. The Brisa teaches us that from the fact that the Torah states Dabel Bnei Yisrael, so we learn now Bnei Yisrael Marichin V'ein Eivet Kav Marichin, that a guy is not in the Pasha of Erchin in regard to the Din, that he can't make Erchin, and he can't say Erch Yalai, and he can't say Erch Pliny Yalai. However, since the Pasuk continues and states V'yamart Aleim Ish Ki Yafli Nedda B'Echa Nefashos L'Hashem, and he uses the lashon of Ish, therefore that although a guy cannot be marichin, however, a guy could be the subject of erichin, and if a yid would say erich akum zelai, he would have to give the value of this guy to the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, the Gemara is bothered that just like we find b'negeya erichin, since the pasuk uses the lashon of bnei Yisrael and also uses the lashon ish, therefore we have a middle ground, and although we exclude an akum from the din of erichin in regard to the din of marichin, however, we also include a guy b'negeya the din of nerachin, and a guy can be the subject of erichin, and therefore b'negeya Naziris as well, since the Pasuk states Dabel Bnei Yisrael, and it also states a word Ish, as it says Isha Isha Kiyaf Linda Neda Nazul Hazel Hashem, so we should also say that there's some sort of quasi Naziris for a guy, and we should be able to say that although a guy can become a Nazir, and if he says I want to be a Nazir, he'll be also to drink wine and be Metamel Mesim and cut his hair. Based on the fact that it says Bnei Yisrael, we learn out that although he's in the Pasha of Naziris, however, he's not in the Pasha of the Kabbonis of Naziris, and at the end of the Naziris period, he would not bring the 3 Kabbonis that a regular Yisrael would bring. And this Shiloh was the subject of yesterday's daf. And our Gemara will now begin to discuss this limud that we had, B'negeya Erchin. And it's important to note, as we mentioned yesterday, that although we mentioned the Brisa B'negeya Erchin, and it sounded like this was L'kuli Alma, however, there was actually machlikis between Ramei and Rabbi Huda in the Mishnah and Mesechtas Erchin on daf Heyon Beis as to how we learned this pasuk and as to which part of Erchin would apply to a guy and which part would be excluded from a guy. In reality, the Brisa that we brought on daf Samach Aleph Amid Aleph was going dafka lefir Ameya, as he holds that Ibn Khabim is Nerach v'loy Marach, he could be the subject of Erchin, but a guy cannot go and be mischayed himself by saying Erch Yolai. However, Rabbi Huda learns Pumfakert, and he says that since the Pasuk says Bnei Yisrael, so we learn that a guy cannot be the subject of Erchin. However, since the Pasuk also says Ish, so in Mahabur that a guy is included in the Pash of Erchin, at least in regard to the Din of Marichin, if a guy would say Erch Pliny Yisrael Alai, he would be mischayed himself to give that money to the Beis Hamikdash. And our Gemara now begins, and we will not be gurus towards Ihachi, as it's not going back on the previous Gemara that we just had, and it's going back to the Brice that we had on Daf Samach Aleph Amid Aleph. And the Gemara now is that we said that based on the Pasuk of Ish Ki Yafli, we learn out that a guy could be Nerach, even though he can't be Marach. The Gemara is Ish Ki Yafli, but Erchin Lomli, why would we need the Pasuk of Ish to teach us this din? But the Geya Erchin, if Lechur, it should be Pashitas, that a guy is included in the Pasha of Erchin, at least for some part of the Dinim of Erchin. And as the Gemara explains, let us see. Ha'iskish Erchin l'Darm. We know the Pasha of Erchin is compared to the Pasha of Darm. Because of the Pasha of Erchin, the Torah tells us Ish Ki Yafli Neda Be'Erchecha, and therefore we see that Erchin is some type of a Neda, and therefore we compare the din of Erchin to Nedarim and the dinim of Nedarim to Erchin. V'atanya Gabi Nedarim, and we learn again the din of Nedarim. Since the pasuk in Pasha's Emma states Dabel Aron Vel Bonim Del Kol Bnei Yisrael Ve'Amart Aleim Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael Men Ager Bisrael Ashiyakru Kol Bonim L'Chol Nedreim L'Chol Nedveisam Ashiyku And the Brisa teaches us that since it says the Lashon Ish once, Matam Aloyma Ish Ish, why did this Pasuk in Pashas Emor state the word Ish twice? This word of Ish is coming to include that a guy is in the Pasha of Nedarim and Nedarim, just like a regular Yisrael. Therefore, since we see that a guy is included in the Pasha of Nedarim, so then he should be included in the Pasha of Erchin, since we have a limud from the Pasha of Nedarim to the Pasha of Erchin. And therefore, the Gemara asks, Ish Ki Yafli Be'erchin Lomli, why did the Brisa and Afsamach Aleph Amid Aleph tell us that we learn after din that our Ibn Kachavim is included at least for the din of Nerachin in the Pasha of Erchin? L'chay we would notice from the Pasha of Nedarim, as over there it says Ish Ish, and we Maba Ibn Kachavim. As Tesis at the bottom of Samach Aleph Amid Aleph states that since we have this ribui that our Ibn Kachavim is included in the Pasha of Nedarim, so it must be that he's included in some dinim of Erchin, and therefore even if the pasuk would not have said the word Ish, B'negeya Erchin, have Mekmina Miyuta the B'nei Yisrael, L'mut Ibn Kachavim, the Imarichin, we would still used the lashon of Ibn Yisrael to teach us that an Eved Kechavim is partially excluded from the dinim of Erechin, and Lefir Ameya, he can't go and make a nedah of Erechin. However, he could still be the subject of Erechin. The Svaru Lashvaisim Mikra, the Nedar Nedarvis Kisrael, as a Svaru to say that the dinim Nedarim and the dinim Erechin are equivalent L'chol Mash Yuchal to whatever extent that we can. And two quick points. First of all, we learned the Gemara based on our Gersa, where the Liman is from Ishish. However, Ayin Nebach, that he says that the Liman is from the word Ish and not from the Lashon of Ishish. However, Ayin Taisis in Mesechtos Menachos and Daf Yudayin Beis that learns the Gemara as we just did. And also, number two, let's just keep in mind that although the Gemara asks this question, L'chaira, in our minds, this question doesn't really make a lot of sense, as we find many cases in the Torah where we find a hekesh between two different items, and even so, the dinim of one is not always the same as the other. Therefore, in a Chanami, we have a hekesh between Erechin and Nedarim. Maybe when the Torah says, B'negei Erechin, Dabel B'nei Yisrael, it is actually coming to tell us that don't learn this hekesh at all, and the din will be that a Akum would not be relevant to the Pasha of Erechin at all. That is why we still need the word Ish that says B'negei Erechin. However, this is L'maisa, the Hanacha that the Gemara has, that we do have to compare the din of Nedarim to the din of Erechin, at least B'miksas. And let's keep in mind that from this point of the Gemara until the end of this Amid, Gemara will go through various Limudim that's possible to learn from the word Ish that it says by Erechin. And therefore, ultimately, we come out that the way that we know a Goy has some dinim of Erechin is based on the fact that there's a hekesh between the dinim of Erechin and the dinim of Nedarim, and is not from the Pasuk of Ish. And therefore, the Rosh as well as Tosis are bothered that L'chaira, why is the Braisa on Daf Samach Aleph from Rav state, L'fir Ameya, the way that he knows that a Goy is in the Pasha of Erechin and he could be the subject of Erechin is from the word Ish, if L'maisa, that's not really the outcome of our Gemara. And at the end of Tosis, Diva Maschel is Su Yukhavim Gadol, Tosis says, that's not really where we learn this limud from, and it's only a smacht ba'alma. The ikakra asla gadol sheni deil hafiz, as this pasuk will be coming to teach us other dinim, as we will see in a moment. And the way that we know that a goy can be the subject of Erechin is based on the fact that we have a hekesh between the dinim of Nedarim and the dinim of Erechin. And the Rosh says al tana l'fum riyata nakat hachdrasha the ilav the shemin lay memakam acha. Have the Shimulay Mahaikra, and if we wouldn't have learned it from the hekesh that we have between the Darim and the Din of Erechin, then we would have learned it from the word Ish. But in the Chanami, now that we have a hekesh between the Darim and Erechin, therefore we will use the word Ish for other Limudim. The Gemara now continues and states that in the Chanami, that we don't learn the Din that a Goy is in the Pasha of Erechin and can be the subject of Erechin from the word Ish. And Elahai Ish Mibaylei Lasuya Mufla Samach Ish, we actually use the word Ish to teach us another Din, as the Pasuk says, Ish Ki Yafli Neda Be'ekcha Defash Lashem, and since it used Lashon of Kiyafli, so therefore we learn out that this Ish doesn't have to be a full-fledged man, but even if he's not a gadol completely, and he's only a Mufla Samach Ish, which is defined as a boy who's 12 years and 1 day old, or a girl who's 11 years and 1 day old, and they already know and understand who they're making Nedarim to, and the stringencies of Nedarim, the Torah is teaching us Ish Kiyafli, that even if he's only a Mufla Samach Ish, he has the ability to be Mishayv himself Erechin, just like this din applies to Erechin, so we apply this din to the din of Nedarim, and to Shavuos as well, as we have a hekesh from the din of Erechin to the Nedarim, and from the din of the Nedarim to the din of Shavuos. And the Gemara continues, Hanich l'manda amma mufla samach l'ish deraisa. This works out very well according to the manda amma that says that a mufla samach l'ish can be mekabel on himself Erechin even on a deraisa dik level, and therefore we need the pasuk to include a mufla samach l'ish el manda amma drabbanon. But according to the manda amma that we had previously in the Masechta and in Masechtas Nida that says that the whole din of mufla samach l'ish is only a din drabbanon, as really a katan, even if he's a mufla samach l'ish, cannot make Nedarim and cannot make Erechin. And if so, Ish Kiyafli Lamali, you can't tell me that the words of Ish Kiyafli is coming to include a Mufla Samach Ish, if a Mufla Samach Ish actually cannot make Nedarim and cannot be in the Pasha of Erechin on the Rastik level. And the Gemara therefore says, L'suy Mufla Samach Ish Da'vikachavim, that the words of Ish Kiyafli that states B'negei Erechin is teaching us that a guy who is a Mufla Samach Ish is in the Pasha of Erechin. Now, of course, immediately you should be thinking that L'chaira doesn't make any sense. How could it be that the Gemara would say that a Katan who is a Mufla Samach Ish and a Goy, he can be in the Pasha of Erechin, and we stated before that a Goy himself, who is a Gadol, not completely in the Pasha of Erechin. And at least from the Rosh, it's clear that the Gemara's point is not that if there would be a Mufla Samach Ish that's a Goy, that he would be in the Pasha of Erechin. Certainly, even a Goy who is a Gadol is not in the Pasha of Erechin, as we learned before, that Ein Ha'ivim Chavim Marichin. Therefore, the Rosh explains, therefore, we would use this Limud, but again, the din of the Darm, and we learn out from the word Ish Kiyafli that just like an Akum who's a Gadol is in the Pasha of the Darm, Nedarim, so too an Akum who is a Mutla Samach Ish is also in the Pasha Nedarim and Shvuos. However, in a moment we will see that the Gemara is bothered by this limud in any case, and we will see how the Gemara deals with this point. And the Rishonim also point out that L'chayr, how could the Gemara think that a Mutla Samach Ish, that's a Goy, can make Nedarim and can be in the Pasha of Erchin if we just said that the Din of Mutla Samach Ish is a Din Rabbanon by a Yid? And how could it be that B'digay Yid a Mutla Samach Ish cannot make Nedarim and is not in the Pasha of Erchin, while a Mutla Samach Ish, that's a Goy, is in the Pasha of Erchin? And Rishonim explain a very simple svara that B'digay a Yid, since the Yid is in the Pasha of Nedarim and he has the Issa of Layachal Devarai, so therefore once he's in the Pasha of the Yisurim and the Issa only applies to a Gadol, therefore the whole Din and the whole Pasha of Nedarim will only apply to a Gadol, and a Mutla Samach Ish cannot be included in the Pasha of Nedarim. However, since the Dinim of Einshim does not apply to a Goy, as the Pasha of Layachal Devarai is not applicable even to a Goy who's a Gadol, therefore when the Torah is Mechadish to us that a Goy is in the Pasha of Nedarim and is in the Pasha of Erchin, so then it makes sense, Misvara, that a Goy should be able to make Nedarim once he understands that he's making Nedarim, and therefore as long as he's Mufla Samach Ish, the Dinim and the Pasha of Nedarim should apply to a Akum as well. And let us see the Lashon of the Rosh, as the Rosh states, V'afilu man d'arma d'bi Yisrael lo yhavel d'rabbanon, however, ba'iru k'chovim havi d'raisa, v'haynu taima, this is the pshat, the kivin the Yisrael osi l'chlal bal yachal, k'shiyi gadol, therefore lo yma'binin, shiyi nidra neda, ad osi l'chlal bal yachal. However, av'al k'chovim, the leisu bal yachal d'kra, u'ma'binin le me'ish, ki yafli, ma'bin afilu mufla samach l'ish. However, ayin the Mefarish, that he explains that even though this din of mufla samach l'ish is not relevant to Yisrael, however, shekim etzina, mekam mekayim, shechmir Torah, ala ibn Chavim, that the Torah was machman al ibn Chavim, and therefore the Torah states that even though the din of Mufla Samach L'ish is not relevant to a Yisrael, and if Yisrael makes a neda as a cotton, even if he's Mufla Samach L'ish, it would not be chal. However, we will be more machman on a goy, and even if he's only a Mufla Samach L'ish, the Durham will be chal. And as the Mufarish brings, Kagoyim, B'sheri Shal Knani, Shehizik, L'sheri Shal Yisrael, Bein Tam Beimur, Mishalom Nezik Shalom, B'sheri Yisrael, Shenaga Shal Knani, Bein Tam Beimur, is Potter, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues and finally discusses this machlekes that we mentioned that we have between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. We said that Rav Meir holds, as the Brisa stated on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, that although a goy cannot be marichin, however a goy can be the subject of erchin. Rabbi Yehuda holds exactly the opposite way, and he holds that although a goy cannot be the subject of erchin, he can actually be in the pasha of erchin, and a goy can be mischayv himself the din of erchin. Based on this machlekes, the Gemara now continues and states as follows: Honicha, it's very well that you said that we learn out the word of Ish Kiyafli to include a mufla samach ish da'ib gechavim, and he can go and be mayrich, that more extends the man to b'nei yisrael nerachin. The few Rabbi Yehuda who learns out of the word b'nei yisrael that says b'nei gei erchin, that only someone that's part of klai yisrael can be the subject of erchin, ve'ina ib gechavim nerachin, and a goy cannot be the subject of erchin. Yochaloyim erichin. Rabbi Yehuda continues and says that one may think that a goy cannot be in the pasha of erchin at all, and he can't even make a neder and say that erich pleini yisrael should be a lie. Tamaloyim ish, that therefore the pasuk tells us the word ish to teach us a goy has some dinim of erchin, although he can't be the subject of erchin, however he could actually be mischayv himself in the dinim of erchin. The Rabbi Yehuda shaper, it makes a lot of sense that the word ish kiyafli could teach us that not only is it oivik chavim who is a gadol in the pasha of erchin, but oivik chavim who is a mufla samach ish would also be in the pasha of erchin, and he could also be mekabel himself to do erchin. However, el lemanda am bnei yisrael marichim in oivik chavim marichim, according to Rabbi Yehuda who we had on daf samach aleph from Nalav, who taught us that from the word of bnei yisrael we learn out that only a yid could be in the pasha of erchin, and it can go and make erchin, but a goy cannot make erchin. Yochalei neirachin, Rabbi Yehuda continued and said, you may think that a goy cannot be the subject of erchin. Meloima ish, and Rabbi Yehuda learned from the word ish, a goy can be the subject of erchin. But the ma'aseh l'fi Rabbi Yehuda, why would the pasuk have to tell you that ish kiyafli, that even a goy who is a mufla samach ish can be the subject of erchin? Afilu tin ben chedesh baruchehu, and therefore kiyafli lamali, that since the Torah gives different values to a person based on the laws of erchin, and it tells us that if there's a child who is a month old has an erich, so l'maisa there is no chiluk and there is no chiddush that a mufla samach ish by a goy would be the subject of erchin. And of course, once a goy is in the pasha of erchin and can be the subject of erchin, so we go to the Torah and we see the table that the Torah gives us as to the values of people based on their age, and that includes a male and a female, and it includes different age brackets, and part of that age bracket is even a katan who's even a month old, and even a katan that's that young can be the subject of erchin. And therefore, why would we need a pasuk teach us that a goy who is a mufla samach ish can be the subject of erchin? That is something which is completely pashut. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Adabahava, Rav Adabahava states that in a chanami, according to Rameya, l'asui oivik chavim Kohen Gadol, since Rav Meir learns from the words of B'nai Yisrael that states B'negeya Erchin, that only B'nai Yisrael is included in the din of Erchin, but a guy is not included in the din of Erchin, it can't be Marichin. One may think that the only one who's not Shaykh to the Pasha of Erchin, only a guy who is a Gadol and is not Yodei Lahaflis and is not yet a Chacham and doesn't know whom he's making this Neda. However, if there would be a Gadol that is Yodei Lahaflis and therefore is on a higher level, maybe we would think that he would be in the Pasha of Erchin. Therefore, the Torah says, Ishki Yafli, to teach us that every guy is excluded from the din of Erchin, and even if he would be a Gadol, that's Yudei Lahaflois. And as the Gemara states, the Afagab, the Gadol, who in Yudei Lahaflois, if we would only have one Limud, then we would think that it would apply to a Gadol that's an Akum, as in Yudei Lahaflois. However, if you had a Gadol that's Yudei Lahaflois, maybe he would be included in the Pasha of Erchin, Kamash 1, that even a Gadol who's Yudei Lahaflois is excluded from the Pasha of Erchin. And even though the Gemara used the Lashon of Lasuye, Taisi says, Behashta Havi Lasuye, Kimrelum Ute, the Lashon Lasuye is coming to exclude, and it's not coming to include. We explained our Gemara based on the first pshat of the Rosh. Rabbi Taisis and Diva Masach Lasuye, Ibuk Chavim Gadol, and the Rosh in his second pshat say as follows, Vim Taima, he asks, Vel Gabi Erchin Kaiminon, Lemaisa, we're talking about a case of Erchin, Vafilo Ibuk Chavim Gadol, Yodei Lahaflis, Emarichin, and even if there's a guy who is a Gadol and is Yodei Lahaflis, we learned before, there's not in the Pasha of Erchin, and therefore, why would we have to include an Ibuk Chavim Gadol that is a Yodei Lahaflis? And Taisis says, Vish Lema, Dem Ein Inil Erchin, Tnei Inlun Darm, the Ein Echinami is not needed for the Pasha of Erchin, and is only needed for the Pasha of Darm. This pasuk is actually teaching you, even though the Torah tells us that a guy is in the Pasha of the Darm and he can make the Darm, and even though a Yisrael who is in Yedei Lahaflis but is a Gadol can make the Darm and is the Darm would be Chal, as the Gemara teaches us in Masechtas Nidan Daf Mem Hei Beis, La'achaz Man Afa Pishin Yedei L'Shem Min Nada Dvar Kayamin. Once a Yisrael is a Gadol, even if he's in Yedei Lahaflis, his Darm would be Chal. However, if a guy who is a Gadol but is in Yedei Lahaflis makes a Neda, that Neda would not be Chal. And the Gemara continues, Elo ki yafli kos rachmona gabi nizir slomali. In a chanami, you just taught us what we use the words of ish ki yafli that says b'digei erchin, but the Maisa also says the loshin ki yafli b'digei nizirus. What is the limud that we learn out of the words of ki yafli that says by a nazir? Mefarshim explained that the Gemara's question is not on ish ki yafli, as the word ish is not extra, since in the pasha of nizirus, the Torah had to tell us that isha is in the pasha of nizirus, and therefore it had to say isha isha. But the Gemara's question is dafkan the loshin ki yafli. However, I entice at the bottom of Amr, where he says, Umiyu Ishli Darish, though Taisus feels that even the word Ish is extra, the Gemara doesn't tell us what they dashin added the word Ish, Vishema, Ayyad Ishrach Lemichtu Kiafli, Ksiv Nami Ish, that since we had to say the word Kiafli in any case, therefore we say the word Ish over here, even though we're not going to learn anything from the word Ish, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara explains its question, Mechte, let's see, Ha Iskish Nizius Lindarm, we know there's a hekish between Nizius and Adarm, as the Pasuk says, Isha Isha Kiafli Linda Neda Nozil Hazel Hashem, as the Rishain Magaris, and Nidarim Le'erchin, and is also a hekish between the Darm and the Erchin, as the Pasuk states, Da'abel Bnei Yisrael v'matan leim, ish ki yafli neda be'echach nefashel Hashem. Therefore, anything you learned in the Pasha of Erchin will apply to the din of Nazirus, and therefore the Gemara asks, ki yafli lamli, why did Tari have to say the word ki yafli b'negei the Pasha of Nazirus? And the Gemara answers, la'suye da'im sheni mechichas, and once again, this Lashon la'suye is not saying to include, but the Tari is teaching us that in order for Nazirus to be chal, it has to be done ki yafli in a very specific manner, and it can't be based on yada'im sheni mechichas. The Gemara explains that Itma, as we learned, Yadayim Sheinim Mechichais, Abaya Amma Havi Yadayim, Abaya states it's still Yadayim and it would be a valid Neda and the person would be able to be Makabal Nazirus in that manner. However, Rava Amma Leiv Yadayim, Rava states it's not considered Yadayim and it's not a valid Neda, it would not be a valid way to be Makabal Nazirus. We will learn the next Gemara, as all the Rishonim do, as we switch around the words of Abaya and Rava, and the Gemara now is L'Rava Nicha, according to Rava who holds Yadayim Sheinim Mechichais, Leiv Yadayim, so it makes sense that we had the word Kiafli to teach us this din, El Labayim Ay Klamema, but according to Abaya who holds Yadayim Sheinim Mechichais, Havi Yadayim, then L'Chayu, what do we use the word of Kiafli for? Elo Kiafli Mibayle L'Chayu Tafin, but if we're going to use the word Kiafli for the din of Rav Tafin, the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Huda Im Mishum Rav Tafin, Rabbi Huda teaches us in the name of Rav Tafin, that in a case where there are six people that see someone and they are all Mekabal on themselves to be a Nazir based on a specific fact about that person. So for example, Reuven said, I will be a Nazir if that person that is over there is Pliny, and Shimon said, I will be a Nazir if it's not Pliny, and the other four people that are there are also mekabel on themselves to be in Nazir based on other circumstances. And on Daf Lamed Aleph Min Aleph, Rav Tafin taught us that in Echmen Nazir, then none of them will be in Nazir, as the only way to be mekabel Nazirus is only if you specify something, and at that point, we know for certain that you become a Nazir. But in this case, since it's a suffix, and since we're not sure what the status is of that person, who that person is. Therefore, that's not considered a valid Kabbalah Sazeres. Once again, the Gemara is Hanich Rab Tafin. This case would work out according to Rab Tafin, El Rabbanon, Ma'ik Lameima, but according to Rabbanon who are arguing Rab Tafin, and they don't learn the din of a flaw, Benegay and Nazir, what would they use the words of Kiafli for? And the Gemara answers, El Mibayla Lechatanya. We actually need this for the following Brisa. Although this first part of the Brisa is really a Mishnah as well in Mesech Chagiga on Daf Yud, however, as we'll see, Rabbi Lez will actually add in something to this Mishnah, and that is only in the Brisa. And the Brisa states, Het in the Dorim Parchim Ba'avir, the din of Ataris and Dorim, that Chachov can be Matis, someone's Nedar, is something which we don't have a basis in the Torah, and it's hanging in the air. And there's no smach in the Torah. However, Rabbi Lez states, Yesh Lama Mashi Yismachu, there is a smach and a makar for the din of Ataris and Dorim in the Torah. And then, Ish Kiafli Kiafli Shtei Pamim, as since the Torah says the Lashon Kiafli twice, once by the Geir Erchin, once by Yenazah, and we learn out, Echad Aflo L'Issov, Echad Aflo L'Heta, the Torah is teaching you there are two times that a person that makes a Nedar specifies and speaks out his Nedar. The first time is, of course, at the time that he makes the Nedar, and at that time he has to speak out his Nedar, and then it'll become Asa to whatever he stated. The second time is when he wants to go for Ataris and Dorim, he has to tell the Chacham exactly what his Nedar was in order for the Chacham to be able to find a Pesach and be able to be Matir his Nedar. Therefore, we find another limud that we have to learn from the word Kiyafli that says B'negei Nazir to teach us the concept of Ataris and Dorim. And we learned this din of Echad Aflo L'Issov, Echad Aflo L'Heta, as Rashi does in Masechet Chagiga. However, I in the Mefarish over here where he says Echad Aflo L'Issov Shlo Levatos HaNedek She'im B'Charata, that at times even though a person goes to the Chacham, Chacham will not be able to be Matir his Nedar because he won't find a Charata and he won't find a Pesach for the person. And Echad Aflo L'Heta K'Sheish B'Charata, where there is a proper Charata, and then the Chacham will be able to be Matir his Nedar. I in Sham. We continue with the new Mishnah on Daf Samach Beis on Beis, and let's just remind ourselves that in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Alfam and Aleph, Perek started and told us Chayim b'Menashim b'Avadim, the chumer by the Naziris of a woman over the Naziris of an Eved, Shu Kofes Avdei be'in a Kofes Ishtai, as although an Adon can be Meicha and tell his Eved, although you are Mekabel Naziris, I still want you to drink wine, and the Eved would have to listen to the Adon and drink wine. If her husband would not be able to tell this to his wife, if his wife was Mekabel Naziris and her husband was not made for her Naziris, B'yayim Shammai, then she would become a full-fledged Nazir. At this point, her husband would no longer be able to tell his wife that I want you to drink wine, even though the Mefarshim only discussed the din of drinking wine. However, I in the Rambam that says that this din is not only b'negeya an Eved or an Isha drinking wine, and an Adon has the ability to tell his Eved that I want you to be Metam L'Mesim, and I want you, for example, to be able to help me to bury dead people. And L'Chayor b'negeya drinking wine and being Metam L'Mesim, this is far why the Adon would want the Eved to do so. As b'negeya drinking wine, he wants his Eved to be stronger in order to be able to work. The Adon may want the Eved to be Metam L'Mesim, as he needs the Eved to help him bury someone. However, the Rambam doesn't mention the din of Taglachas, and it's possible that Taglachas would have a different din. However, Tzarech Bir. In any case, our mission now begins. Chayim v'avadim b'menashim. There's also a chumrah b'negei the din of an Eved that's mekabel naziris over the din of a woman who's mekabel naziris, who made for nidri ishtay, because a husband can be made for the nedarim of his wife, and therefore he could be made for her naziris. However, ve'in made for nidri avdai, he cannot be made for the nedarim of his Eved, and he can't be made for the naziris of his Eved, and therefore heifel ishtay hafar ilamis. If a husband was made for his wife's naziris b'yayim shamai, then it's considered hafar ilamis, and even if he divorces her or if he dies, then the wife would not have to continue and keep her naziris. However, hafal avdai, if a master would be made for his Eved's naziris, and the Rishonim point out, of course a master can't be made for his Eved's naziris, and therefore the lashon heifel over here is laf davka, but it means to say that if an adon is meicha on his Eved and he says, I want you to drink wine and I want you to be metamel mesim, when we said that Eved has to drink wine and be metamel lemesim, however, it is not mevatel his naziris, and therefore yatzal lecheris, once the Eved goes lecheris, mashal nizirusai, since at this point the Adon has no reshus over him, therefore at this point the Eved must complete his naziris. Lecher, in the case where the master told his Eved that I don't want you to keep your naziris, I want you to drink wine and be metamel lemesim, certainly if the Eved went and was metamel lemesim, and once the Eved goes free, although certainly this Eved will have to restart his naziris since he was tamei mes, however, lecher, this Eved would not have all the dinim of a Nazir who became Tamei Meis. Possibly he would not have to do Taglachas, and he would not have to bring the Kabonis of a Nazir Tamei. If this Eved drank wine while he was an Eved and then went free, at that point, potentially, he doesn't have to restart his Naziris. For example, if while he was an Eved, he said, I want to be a Nazir, and he kept the dinim of Naziris for 10 days, and then his Adon said, I want you to drink wine, and he drank wine for the next 2 years until he was Yotze L'Chairis, then after he's Yotze L'Chairis, he would only have to count another 20 days towards his Naziris period. And I am Farish, who states, Vimonik Tzas, Bifnei Rabbi, Mashlam Esashar, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara begins and brings a brisa, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned, Lema Rabbi Kaifai, what scenario do we have a din that a master can be moicha against his eved and force his eved to go against his kabbalas naziris. And the Gemara says l'naziris avalein l'darim l'erchin, that this is only referring to a case of naziris. If an eved was mekabel a neda or was mekabel himself erchin, and the master does not have the ability to be moicha against that neda or that erchin. And the Gemara asks maishno gabi nazir, why is it that benigay nazir the master can be koifa and can be moicha against his naziris? Because the Torah says lesser isal nafshay, and we learn out that the only time someone can make an isal on themselves if mish nafshay kanuilai is only if his nefesh is connected to him and he has full rights over his own body. Yotze eved shein nafshay kanuilai, and this comes to teach us that an eved has a master who has a kinyan guf, and the eved does not have all rights of naziris. Even if he was makabel to be a nazir, his master could be meicha, and he could tell the eved, "I want you to drink wine as I have rights to all of your work, and I want to make sure that you can work as hard as possible, and that's why I want you to drink." Gemara is that this pasuk of Le'eser Yisrael Nafshai is stated in the Gein Adarim, as the pasuk says, "Ish ki yidu nedel Hashem o yishav eshvua Le'eser Yisrael Nafshai lo yachal devar kechal yoytzi mipiv yasa." And therefore, how could the Braisa tell us that this din is not applicable to the din of the Darim or Erchin if Le'maisa yihachi afilu gabin Adarim nami, that the pasuk definitely says Le'eser Yisrael Nafshai bin Gein Adarim, and therefore this din should be applicable to Nedarim and to Erchin, since Erchin is also compared to Nedarim, and the din should be if, for example, an eved would make a neder and state, "I will not eat," then the Adon should be able to force this eved to eat, even though he made a neder. Gemara at first wants him to mechalek between the dinim of Naziris and the dinim of the Darim, and Amar Rav Sheshet explains, when this eved made this neder or was mekabel Naziris, there was a cluster of grapes that was in front of him, and therefore gabin the Darim, but the gate of dinim of the Darim, chimisa behind, even if this eved will be also to this cluster of grapes, lemisa bachrini, the neder is not nispashet, and he doesn't become also to all clusters of grapes. Therefore, lemotzi kafale, it's impossible that the Adon will be able to be meicha against this neder, as the maisa, this eved, could eat any other clusters of grapes, and it's not going to affect his work product. However, gabi naziris, the chimisa bahai isa bekulu, but again, naziris, when someone's mekabel himself naziris from one cluster of grapes, we know that it's nispashet as a naziris l'chatzoyin, and the din is that he's a nazir, and he can't drink any wine, and he can't eat any grape products. So therefore, of course, over there, matzi kafale, maybe that's why the Torah tells us that an Adon has a right to be meicha, and he can tell his eved, "I want you to drink wine, and I want you to eat grapes." However, the Gemara is on Rav Sheshes, v'gabi nedarim milei askina deleka l'chai eshkol. Certainly, the din b'negei nedarim applies even if there is only this cluster of grapes in front of them, and that's the only cluster of grapes that's around to eat, and the iloy achalei cholish, and if the eved doesn't eat this cluster of grapes, he would become shvach and would not be able to work. And even so, we know that the Braisa states that a master cannot be kaifa on his eved that made a neder. L'chayor, why would the din be different by the din of the nedarim than by the din of the naziris, if the pasuk of Le'eser Yisrael Nafshai is specifically stated by the gate of Pasha of the nedarim? And the Gemara continues and tries another way, and we will be goyos like the Bach, Elam Abaya. Therefore, Abaya gives us another case, Kegoyin Sheichatzim Munach Lefanov, that the scenario we're referring to is a case where someone had grape seeds in front of him, and therefore, Gabin Nedarim, Bahayu de Mitzra, Loy Matzi Kafile, since by the gate of the nedarim, the only grape seed that he'll be also to is only that specific grape seed, and other grape seeds he'll be mutter to. Therefore, the Adon cannot be Meicha and force this Eved to eat this grape seed. And the Mefarish explains the difference between the case of Chatan and the case of an Eshkol Shalanovim is that Chatan is in Tev L'Achila. It is not something that's generally eaten as a food product, and therefore it makes sense that the Adon would not be able to Kaifa his Eved to eat this Chatan. And the Rosh learns a bit different. V'salka Daitach to B'mino Achilas Chatan, if someone holds back from eating just a grape pit, like Kochish Chele, he will not become weak, and therefore the Adon should not have a right to be Meicha and force this Eved to eat his Chatan and to eat his grape seed. However, Gabi Nozid is since we come also to all grape seeds, therefore an Adon has the right to be kaif his eved to eat grape seeds. But the Gemara says that this is not necessarily correct, because the gabi nedarim milay askina deleka lahay chatan, but again nedarim, the pasuk just says that an eved can make nedarim, and aren't we talking about even a case where there is only one chatan, and even over there will be so shvach that he won't be able to work? It seems that the Adon will not be able to be kaifa and will not be able to be meicha. And since in that case where there's only one grape seed, the yilach achle chalish, that if the eved doesn't eat this grape seed, he will be shvach. And l'chayr, why should it be a chilul between the case of naziris and the case of nedarim? And if an adon can be meicha b'negein naziris, he should also be able to be meicha b'negein nedarim, as the pasuk of le'eser yisal nafshay should certainly apply to the dinim of nedarim. Because the gemara cannot figure out this brisa, therefore elam rava. Rava therefore explains the brisa completely differently, and he teaches us that the brisa is actually teaching us as follows: l'mar rabbi tzarich l'chvesa l'naziris, that the only time that a master has to be kaifa and has to be meicha that his eved has to drink wine is only b'negei naziris. As b'negei naziris, the Torah teaches us that the eved kanani has the ability to mekabel on himself himself to be a Nazir. However, ve'in tzarech l'chbeisel nedarim, ve'in tzarech l'chbeisel l'shvua. However, even if an Eved makes a neder or he makes a shvua, the master doesn't have to go and force the Eved to go against that neder, go against that shvua, as l'maisa, that neder and that shvua will never be chal. And the Gemara explains, my timer, why is it that this neder will not be chal and the shvua will not be chal? On the cross, the pasuk says in Parshas Vayikra, oy nefesh ki shishava l'vati b'sfasayim l'hora l'hitiv l'chol shivati adam b'shvua v'nelam imenav hu yadav v'ashem l'achas me'ilah. And since the pasuk says l'hora l'hitiv b'negei shvua, we learn out ma'atav rishus afarav rishus. That's just like when someone wants to be mative, it has to be something that they have control over. Therefore, when they want to ask us something which will cause an effect to someone else, also must have control over that person. However, if they don't have control over that person, they would not have a right to make the shvua, as the Gemara says, yatzal harel achirim she'ina rishus biyadai. Therefore, if an Eved would make a shvua and it would have some sort of effect on his work product, that shvua would not be chal at all, and therefore the master doesn't have to be meicha, as the shvua was not chal at all. And just like we find that this din applies to the shvua, since we have a hekesh between the dinim of shvua and the dinim of nedarim, as the pasuk says, ish ki yidin ned al Hashem o yishav shvua l'asi isal nafshay lo yachal devarik kichol yetsim piv yasa, and therefore this din applies to nedarim as well. If an Eved tries to make a neder or shvua which will affect his work product to his master, then that neder and that shvua would not be chal at all. And the Rush explains that since we have the pasuk l'hara l'hetiv to teach us that this neder would not be chal b'negeya neder and b'negeya shvua, however, since we have the pasuk of l'asi isal nafshay, and even though it says that b'negeya pasha nedarim, we're going to say im ein inu nedarim, since this is not relevant to teach us a din b'negeya nedarim, as in that case the neder would not be chal at all, and therefore tnei inyan l'naziris, we'll go and place this pasuk b'negeya din of naziris, and we will teach you that even though b'negeya naziris this neder will be chal, however the master has the ability to be meicha and he could force this eved to drink wine or be metamel mesim. And the Rosh, as well as the other rishonim, ask a very simple question. Just like we said that we learned the pasuk nedarim from shvua, and therefore we say that the din of lahara lahitav applies to nedarim just like it applies to shvua. So too we have a hekesh between the dinim of naziris and the dinim of nedarim, and just like in the gain of nedarim, there's a din of lahara lahitav, and this neder would not be chal at all. So lahara, if an eved is mekabel on himself in naziris, that neder should not be chal at all, since it affects his ability to work for his odin, as he can't drink wine and be metamel mesim. And once again, what is the chiluk between the dinim of naziris and the dinim of nedarim and shvuas? And the Rosh Taisus answer that since b'negei naziris, we know that there's a din that we stayed on daf gimel beis that naziris could be chal even on davish in rishus biyadai, even though the person doesn't have rishus on that item. And for example, if Reuben first made a shvua and he stated that I will drink wine, and afterwards he was mekabel naziris, so even though the naziris is going against his mitzvah to drink wine, the din is that we learn now from the pasuk of Yayim Yishecha Yazer that Nazir is not only also to yain rishus, but he's also also to yain mitzvah. Just like we find that naziris could be chal, even though he doesn't really have rishus to make such a naziris, since he has a chiyuv to drink wine, and therefore the same would apply b'negei an eved, even though the eved has a chiyuv to his master, and l'chari is not a rishus to make such a naziris. However, his naziris would be chal, and then we just give the opportunity to the adon to be meichel and to force the eved to drink wine. And at that point, he won't be oved isav l'yachal devarei, since the Torah gives this heter to the adon to force this eved to drink wine. And as the Rosh and Taisus both say, v'im einu inu l'nedarim shari inu tzarech l'mchais, in that case, the ned is not chal, t'nei inu l'naziris. Therefore, we learn this din, but again, naziris, even though a nazir can be mekabel naziris, even though it's against his master's interest, however, the master has the ability to be meicha and to force his eved to drink wine, even though he is a nazir. And just to close the gap, in the original brice that we had at the beginning of the Gemara, at the top of the Amid, the brice stated, l'ma rabbi kaifa l'naziris, av loy l'nedarim l'erchin. When Rava brought down this brice, he brought down, l'ma rabbi tzarech l'chvesa l'naziris, ve'in tzarech l'chvesa l'nedarim, ve'in tzarech l'chvesa l'shvua, that this neder or the shvua would not be chal at all. Rava doesn't discuss the din of erchin as it pertains to an eved. And at the end of Taisus Dilum Aschel, yotzel l'har l'achirim, Taisus points out, v'hoda kama v'loy l'erchin, when the brice at the beginning of the Amid stated that a master cannot be kaifa his odin to go against his erchin, it's not similar to the din that the Brisa mentioned, but the gain of darm, as but the gain of darm, Rava just explained that an Eved's neder would not be chal at all. However, but the gain of erchin, it has no shaykhis to the odin at all, as the only way that the Eved would be able to give any money for erchin is only either in a case where the Eved already left the rishus of the odin, and therefore he has his own money, or in a case where the Eved is still an Eved, but someone gave him matana, al menashe'en l'rabi rishus bai. In those cases, certainly it doesn't affect the Adain. There's no reason to think that that Erchin should not be Chal. And therefore, Taisus explains that what the Brisa means to say is that B'negeya Erchin, once an Eved is Mekabel himself Erchin, then the Adain has no right to be Kaifa or to be Meicha against this Eved. And if this Eved has money that belongs to him, then he has a right to be Meirich that and to give that back to the Beis HaMikdash, Ayin and Taisus. We continue with the new Mishnah of a Mekhaneg Panav. If an Eved Kanani runs away from his Eved, Rameya Aymer Leishta, Rameya says at that point he's no longer allowed to drink wine and he has to be a full-fledged Nazir. Rabbeisi Aymer Yishta, and Rabbeisi says he could still drink wine. And the Gemara begins, and the Gemara's Havmina is that when this Eved ran away, the master gave up hope of ever having the Eved come back, and therefore he was already Miyayish from this Eved. And the Gemara states, let's say the Machlekes between Rameya and Rabbeisi is based on the Din of Shmuel, the Amish Shmuel, that Shmuel stated, Hamafka Abdi Yatzal Khiris, that if someone is Mafka's Eved, or if an Eved runs away, and the Adin is Miyayish, then automatically the Eved goes Lachiris, Ve'in Sarach Get Shichra, and he doesn't need a Get Shichra, and therefore Rameya is Slay the Shmuel. We will explain the Machlekes in our Mishnah that Rameya holds like Shmuel, and therefore since this Eved ran away, and the Adin was Miyayish, so the Eved is no longer an Eved any longer, and that's why he has to begin his Nazir's period, and he can't drink wine. However, Rabbeisi, less like Shmuel, Rabbeisi would not hold like Shmuel, and he holds that even though the Eved ran away and the Adon was Miayish, he's still considered Eved, and since his Adon was Mecha prior to him leaving, and he said, I want you to drink wine, therefore this Eved could still drink wine. And the Gemara responds that we don't have to say that this Machlekes Rameya and Rabbeisi is dependent on the Shita of Shmuel, as really, Loi, the Kuli Alma Islu de Shmuel, even Rabbeisi agrees to the Shita of Shmuel, and he holds that if an Eved would run away and the Adon would be Miayish, then the Eved would be Yitzel Chiris, and therefore he would not be able to drink wine. However, over here, the case was where he was not Miayish. Machlekes is based on a Svara, Elamanda Amayishta, according to Rabbeisi, who says that the Eved can now drink wine. That is because Sava, the master, thinks, Saif Saif, Mehad Hadava Asigabe, that at some point the Eved will come back to me, and therefore Lishti Chamra, I want to make sure that he drinks wine and stays healthy, Kehechle Lichish, in order that he doesn't become Shvach, and when he comes back, he'll be able to work for me. However, Ulamanda Amayishta, according to Rameo, holds that the Eved cannot drink wine any longer. Sava, the master, thinks, Lehevele Tsara, that I want to make sure that this Eved cannot drink wine any longer, and this way he'll have tsar, as he won't have what to drink, and this will force him to come back to me in order for him to be able to be supported properly as I was doing previously. As the Mefarish explains, that the machlekes between Rameya and Rabbeisi is what is better for the master, and as the Mefarish says, Rameya and Rabbeisi are trying to figure out what is actually better for the master, and we will stop over here.